community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now I'm joined all the way from Poland on a Zoom call by dark wave rock grunge hill country blues band Snake Doctors. We've played them on Phoenix FM so many times. The new album 4.5 has just been released, and we will have a play of their release Too Many, which is featuring Christine Corliss. So I'm joined by Wojciech. I'm also joined by Jerry and Robert. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Greetings from Poland.
Greetings to you as well. It's great to talk to the rest of the band. I've spoken to Wojciech a few times.
Yes, that's correct.
So tell us what you do in the band.
I try to sing from time to time. And occasionally I also try to play the guitar.
And Jerry, what about you?
I am a bass player in the Snake Doctors band, as usually.
Excellent. And then Robert, you're on the drums.
Yeah, as Wojtek said, I try to play drums, and I think sometimes I'm successful with that.
So, guys, you've not been together as the Snake Doctors for that long, have you?
Yeah, it's been only 2 years now. We're actually four friends. We live in the same place, the same part of the city. We've known each other for many, many years, and we started the band just for fun. Just to hang out together and spend time together. And this is how it started, actually. It's been 2 years, but it's been a lot of things happening to us around over the time.
I was going to say that most bands, they struggle to get albums and EPs out, but you've done several. How have you managed to do them all? Because you put out a lot of material.
We always say that we have that label. It's an indie label because we're the indie band, so it's got nothing to do with those big labels. We always joke that it's that guy who tells us to keep on recording and having things out. But the truth is, on one hand, it was the pandemic that was... something that let us do recordings, because we couldn't play gigs, but we were able to gather together and have a lot of practice. So we used that practice time in the studio to just keep on recording new stuff. And this just got together, and we released the first CD, and we had so many songs recorded already, so we kept on releasing those albums. And now it's the fourth album, the double one, after just 2 years.
How did you get the name The Snake Doctors?
Actually, that's one of those American Southern things. I used to live in the U.S. Years back, and I went to school over there. It was in the South. Snake Doctors is basically dragonflies in that Southern dialect. So a lot of people actually keep asking, what is that Snake Doctors thing? Where did it come from? So it's basically dragonflies.
Guys, where do you get your inspirations for songs? Do you actually work separately writing lyrics and maybe a bass line or guitar, or do you actually all get into the studio and then just write whatever comes out? How does it work?
You have two aspects of that. One of them is what you were talking about. So we just have the practice. We're in the studio, I bring the song in. So basically, you have the lyrics and the basic form of the music. They have their own input in their areas, and all together, when we put it all together, that creates a song. What's our inspiration? That comes from the music that we grew up with, that we like. And I'll start with other guys. When they tell you what they listen to normally, that will give you the hint where the sound and the type of song, where those songs come from. Robert.
Yeah, usually Wojtek enters the studio and says, guys, I have a new song.
Yeah.
And he starts to play. And then I listen to Jerry, who starts to play the bass guitar. And I say, okay, that's it. I can play that. Then I join with the drums. First, I start with a simple rhythm, and then I add some flavors. And then we look at each other, and we feel that, that's it. Yeah, it works.
And where the flavor comes from? What do you listen on? What's your inspiration?
My inspiration is Killing Joke, because Each album is different. Each album they play different rhythms, and so I like to listen to them.
And what's your inspiration, Jerry?
My inspiration is grunge music, Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, and of course, new wave, Joy Division.
And then similar with me, I used to play. When I was in the U.S., I played grunge at the time. That's one of my favorite types of music. But then I grew up with, and I still like a lot, new wave and new romantic. Combine all that, that brings the flavor that we have. And then there's one more thing that I try to add sometimes from time to time. When I was in the South, I had a chance to meet a lot of those those legends. I could listen to them sometimes even very closely, so I tried to sneak a little bit of that into our music. So combination of all of those factors sums up with the Snake Doctor style.
Now, the new album is called 4.5, and it's just come out. You've got loads of other tracks as well that have charted in loads of different charts, because I do follow you guys online, and you're always saying, this one's got into this chart, this track's in this chart. Just come out, 4.5. How is it going?
Actually, as you had mentioned, it's a bit different album for us, because it's got two CDs. It works like old style cassette tapes, or it's got a side A, which is the red album. It's more new wave and rock. And then the Black Album is more on the drums side. We're actually very much surprised with everything that's going around. The third album had a lot of success for the indie band here, because we had songs charting in the charts here and all around with like big names. And we got a lot of airplay here in Poland and Europe-wise and worldwide, actually. And this one is even better. We are kind of like just opening our eyes and wow. The songs have charted, first of all. Second of all, we are actually on official Spotify playlist. This is going this way, probably tomorrow. We'll have to release another album.
I just like the way the guys are all laughing at another. Just keep going.
I never know if he is joking or not.
No, I reckon he's being serious. Guys, just on a serious note, we'll get back to the music in a second. What is it like over where you are at the moment? We know we've got the terrible things going over in the Ukraine. What is the feeling like over there in Poland?
We are all just, everyone is doing everything possible to help people from Ukraine out. We are very upset with the war. There should be no wars in the world. And we are all against that. This is one of the most terrible things. I had a discussion yesterday. I thought I was going to be the first generation here in Poland without any war. It turned out that it was my father's generation, because he died early. And this is just all upsetting. But we tried anything possible to help out people. There's a lot of action going around here. I know it's the same thing in the UK and in most part of Europe and the world now. But we have a lot of people from Ukraine here, but we greet them. They're just like part of our big family here. And actually, on our CD, we also have two little Ukrainian things. First of all, there is a girl from Ukraine who came from to actually run away from a place where the war was going on. She moved with her mother to Poland, and she's singing one of the songs that's going to be out probably in the next month. It's called Wonder Girl. She did also with us another song, Heart Too Small, in a version that didn't make it to the album because we didn't have enough time. I'm not about talking about helping. I would rather help than talk about that.
Right.
Guys, are you planning on doing a tour, and will you be looking at coming to the UK to play?
That's a very good idea. What about tomorrow in the studio?
Yeah, guys, well, he's booked it already. You're just coming over.
It's a little bit too late.
We're actually discussing right now about putting the tour together. We did the mini tour last year. There were a few shows, but that was the northern parts of Poland, our area. We were talking about that. It's not yet all decided what and where. Whenever we have more information, we'll send you an invitation, first of all. And hopefully we will make it to other countries, including the UK. It would be very nice.
Yep.
Yeah, hopefully you'll get to the UK. And then you can come into the studio and play live.
Yes, we could be there next week. I just need to get me a suitcase.
you guys actually have got a lot of your stuff mastered and mixed, etc., at Abbey Road and some of the big studios in London, haven't you?
Yes, we're actually very lucky with that. There's one piece of advice for the bands that start, especially for the indie bands. First advice is... just try to do anything possible to reach your goals and send your stuff out to any place you get an idea to send it for. And one of 10 places who responds, sure, let's do it. That's first of all. Second of all, in some cases, it's people I've known for years. I have some friends that did music in the past. So on the first and second album, there were some songs done in the US studios, and it was people actually that I used to work with. And when I reached them, they said, yeah, sure, why not? But my advice is, if you're starting the band, or you're somewhere in the beginning of that, do anything possible to promote yourself. Send your music out to any possible label, radio station. Yep. If you send it 5,000 times, it's the statistics. It's simple math. It has to work out at least a few times out of the 1,000.
Guys, the track we're going to play at the end is featuring Christine Corliss, and it's called Too Many. So tell us about how this track came together.
Actually, that's very, very typical for us. We just found a girl. We like the style of her vocals and the way she sings songs, and we just got into that, and I was like, why don't we do something together? And she was like, oh, okay, why not? It was the same case with our third album, where we had two vocals from the US, including Kathleen, but we actually met at one of the charts that we did chart together. We just got in touch and went, why don't we do something together?
Now, if people want to find out more about you, you're all over social media. You've got your website as well. It is Snake Doctors. You're Snake Doctors on Instagram. You're on Facebook. Have you got a TikTok account yet?
Yes, but it's being updated. I mean, we don't update it with anything, so it's useless for the time being. But we should. That's one of our next projects related to the band. TikTok account.
You're like TikTok. It's full of the weird and the wonderful. I love it. Yeah, it's great fun.
We keep hearing that it's a very good way to connect with fans.
Yes, it is. Our fans absolutely love it. Thanks very much, guys, for chatting to us. That's Jerry Wojcik and Robert from the band.
Thank you. We really appreciate that. That was a great time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye.